23-7. Smith looked like me, which is what he looked like last year. Tiger Woods won, which was a good thing. He looked like Bob Agnew playing out there, which was
our impressive. Boss.
Yes. Yeah. what a streak and what a run. And, of course, the Giants bit the dust with the Dodgers, 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers, which...
Stick a fork in.
Of course, most of you have forgotten that there is a baseball team in this town. I have not.
The A's are kicking butt.
The A's are going to go right into the World Series, in my opinion. Except there are some strange teams. Detroit is up there. The Mets are ahead by 12.5.
Boston lost 4
lost
in a row
right
to the Yankees at
they
home.
Look bad.
Oh. But we got a great hour. We'll get off the sports, and we'll get into... We got City Attorney Dennis Herrera coming in, Big Ed Schultz in the 9 o'clock hour, and Kathy Sultan all joining us here, keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. Good morning, Monday!
And that's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio 24-7 at our website, quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. California in crisis. An in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
One of the reasons that the state's roads are in such bad shape is the fact that over the past couple of years, the state has been stealing money, upwards of $3 billion, from Prop 42's gas tax.
But a lot of the money that comes out of the gas tax and would ordinarily go to this kind of maintenance was being transferred to the general fund.
That's Richard Green with the Government Performance Project.
Really just a question of priorities. It is far easier to put off maintenance on your roads than it is to lay people off.
And that theme has seriously compromised the integrity of California's roadways.
We have a real need to address particularly the congestion in our major urban areas, and the bond that is on the ballot in November is a beginning with regard to addressing at least a 20-year underinvestment.
That's Bill Hawk at the California Business Roundtable. Now, a compromise measure to close a loophole in the state's use of gas tax money will be the first thing California voters see on their ballots come November. An alliance of construction companies, engineers, and unionized contractors lobbied for the measure that will limit the state's use of the money, which is supposed to go to transportation projects and other purposes.
It will take a while to get through the money that will be approved if voters do approve the bonds, but it is not the end of the process. Certainly, it will be the beginning of the process. You have to start someplace.
And that someplace will be on California's roadways.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's the new fall season on 960 The Quake. You know how TV networks tweak a show here and a show there every year? We thought that we'd do the exact same thing.
But what's different about us is that we want you to help.
Tell us what you want. Tell us what you don't want on The Quake. Your feedback matters and your opinion really does count. Help us pick the lineup for the new fall season now at QuakeRadio.com.
It is Monday, August 21st, and it's 7:04 a.m. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We are not down in the corner of the Embarcadero Mission Street. We are on the corner of Townsend and 4th, I believe. I'm Will Durst, and sitting across from me,
I'm Willie Brown, and we are on Townsend, 340 Townsend to be exact.
We're in a studio.
In this complex of radio stations. There must be six or seven stations.
It's here. A labyrinth.
Yeah. When I walked in, it took me 30 minutes to find this studio. It is the nicest studio in the place, so it looks pretty nice. Doesn't look like it's been used.
No, it hasn't been used.
It certainly was not built for us.
No, no.
They got a lot of space in this studio, and when the guests come here, they will be, I think, very pleased because each of them will have their own chair, their own mic. They can sit anywhere they wish. It's really quite a place.
It's not except, like when we were across the hallway there where everybody was all squeezed up.
Except that it was more interesting there because you had all these people come by. You could watch the sights and sounds.
Oh, at the Vitale, yeah.
Yes, at the Vitale.
Well, tomorrow will be at the Ferry Building. We have a live.
Is it tomorrow or Wednesday?
Tomorrow.
Oh,
Tuesday morning at
the
Ferry Building.
Tuesday morning at the Ferry Building.
Yeah.
That's actually market day, so it's going to be interesting. You'll have all of the farmers who come in with their organic products to sell at the Ferry Building. They will be there. We will be in the midst of market week.
I don't know if we'll be on this side, if we'll be on the Embarcadero side, or if we'll be on the bay side.
We're on the bay side.
Are we?
Yes,
we're in the
we are. We're just where the people
coming off the ferry.
Come off the boat, yeah. Where they debark from the boat, they will be coming right past us. They'll be coming from Sausalito.
The DP's coming off the boat.
Absolutely.
We're going to get them fresh off the boat here.
So it should be a good day.
We got a great show this morning. I'm glad you joined us and that you are keeping it real with Will and Willie. Dennis Herrera, the city attorney, will join us in this hour. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we have Kathy Sultan and, of course, Big Ed Schultz in the 9 o'clock hour.
And we're live on the telephones, 866-960-5753. That's how you call and you get into us. And it'll be an experiment for us to even take calls because when we're at the Vitale, we yell across from each other. We've set just all of our technicians where we could see them, and somebody would serve cappuccinos, and somebody would serve orange juice. You could get up to go get a glass of water.
Oh.
Here, we're going conventional. After 7 months, almost 8 months of doing this, we now have to discipline ourselves to be regular radio people.
I know we're real. We take the training wheels off. They're letting us ride down the hill in the two-wheeler.
And they hand us a lot of printed material. I haven't seen stuff like this. It's got scripts and time schedules, and it has the name of the host, and it has the name of the guest who's coming, and what time they'll come in, and their telephone number. It's very impressive. I didn't know this kind of stuff existed.
Yeah, they gave us a little prep on Dennis Herrera, the city attorney.
Yes.
It's about his suit against the landlords,
right.
Yeah, who are using intimidation, shutting off utilities, and other illegal tactics to force people out of rent control departments so they can sell them at market value.
Those are his accusations.
Alleged tactics.
Yes. Being the lawyer that I am, I want to caution you, just like this,
yes, sir.
The Mr. Carr and all of a sudden,
Mark Carr.
They're feeding him.
That's a scary name. Just his name is scary. John, three, one syllable. John Mark Carr.
How about, pate to start with champagne on the flight? business class.
Well, he's in business
two
class.
Movies.
They're going to get him.
I mean, yeah, they're playing it up big. They said, well, what they're trying to do is prime him into continuously talking.
Oh, so they're sucking up to him.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
There's two ways of looking at it. One, you don't want him to be getting up and walking around, and you got to keep him isolated. So business, I mean, you don't want him, you know, a middle seat passenger sitting there talking to him.
Well, unless there's some little kids, I don't think you have to worry about his walking around. He has no interest in adults, apparently. He's totally focused on, you know, pre-everything.
Preschool.
If you're more than six, you have no interest.
Now, this guy was also talking about sex reassignment as well? This is just a weird case.
And
it doesn't make any sense. His wife says that he wasn't there.
And as a matter of fact, they said that they have evidence that he was
in Alabama,
location.
Yeah.
Right. Right. At that time, and he obviously had no access to a private plane or anything of that nature where he could get in and out. He has no evidence of any previous contact ever having been to Boulder, Colorado. Never. Never. They have no evidence that he's ever been to that city, let alone in that house. And they have no evidence of any connection, like with the housekeeper or with somebody connected to the family or some public event. There's just nothing that has been offered for any evidence. And so his flying out today, and he will be leaving Los Angeles either today or tomorrow to go to Boulder, where at that time he will be served with the appropriate papers and he will be, I assume, charged in whatever fashion he's going to be charged, and the process will proceed. Over the weekend, however, there was another case. Dennis Herrera is going to come in to talk about the case he's in. This poor judge from Detroit who signed off
Anna
on
Diggs
that opinion.
Taylor.
Yeah. She is being vilified by judicial experts, legal experts, and professors and politicians on the conservative side of the aisle from all over the country. It's interesting how, however, the legal scholars were all saying her decision is correct, but her reasoning to get there is of questionable quality, which is kind of amusing. What difference does it make? If you made the right decision, how you got there is not anything except the law student's deal to pass the bar examination. I don't know any other person that places any great emphasis on how you get to the proper result.
Well, what about when you're setting a precedent? And we are setting a precedent here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real on a Monday morning. Does the argument leading up to the decision, is that allowed to be used in other decisions?
Only if it serves your purpose, if you want to use it.
Right.
You're not mandated to use it. You're only mandated to adhere to the results or have a legitimate reason why you're not adhering to the results and why you think the results were wrong. No one has said the results were wrong. They've all said the reasoning to get there was not of the quality of the results. To say that free speech should be a foundation for this decision, or to say that some of the other provisions of the Constitution, they said, you don't have to make those arguments. You could just go to the whole issue of separation of powers if you choose to do so, and that would be a better foundation for your conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Bush did illegally and inappropriately disregard the court, and that system that was established required it, and there was no evidence that he would ever do it. And so the results are that she ruled. And in her ruling, it's just, it's what the ruling should have been, apparently.
But no one's complaining that it was a bad decision, that there should be. You have to have the separation of the branches of the government.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have the checks and the balances. And Bush announced that he's not going to abide by the. Now, a stay comes up. The stay kicks in September 7th. Unless something else happens.
Well, Mr. Bush's position has been consistently that we're at war. And in times of war, you can ignore the constitutional protection.
No.
Well, but that's what he says.
No.
That's the argument. That's the argument Alberto made
No.
when he appeared Well, you sound like the woman from Detroit. You're just yelling, no!
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 But, you know.
We can't even defend this because that would, state security would be, compromised, and we can't have that. So we just want to throw it out. We don't even want to have to defend it. I can't. It's like a catch-22, you know. I get to do this because we're at war, and I don't have to tell you that I'm doing it because we're at war.
Well, I responded yesterday when somebody raised questions about the quality of a legal opinion. I said it was equal to the person who made the decision, and that's the only requirement. If you don't think much of her quality, what do you think I is? Give me a break. She ratcheted down to the level of her competition, not up. If she had, you know, gone in the world of real academia and intellectual achievements and scholarly prose, he would not have understood a word of it. He now understands. I mean, she's using only rhetoric. Well, what the hell does he use? Only rhetoric. And so it should be an interesting continuation of dialogue around the issue. However, yesterday in the talk shows, there is a report that the American people believe that it's okay to eavesdrop if you say national security is involved.
He calls it the terrorist awareness program or the terrorist surveillance program. That's it.
Terrorist surveillance program.
I mean, you call it that, and everybody's going to be for it.
The American public believes.
The problem is the definition of the word terrorist. You and I, Karl Rove, are terrorists.
No, you. I'm very friendly, but you know, I always keep my options open on the other side.
And we have another terrorist coming up. City Attorney Dennis Herrera will join us here and keep it real. Coming up in the next segment, it is 7:15 on the AM, August 21st. This is our, what is it, 40th week? Oh, my God. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. And now we have John Scott with all the latest headlines here on 960 The Quake.
7:15 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. This is the first day of school for a lot of kids in the Bay Area, and you may see some different traffic patterns, especially at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, and especially in the next couple of weeks, as some districts will begin classes today, some earlier, some later this week, and some next week. Some districts beginning classes earlier this year so students can get their exams out of the way before winter break. The Quake's John Rivers tells us about San Jose City Council's next step in collecting its garbage.
Within the next 48 hours, the San Jose City Council is expected to have chosen which company is going to collect the trash for residents in the days to come. Now, normally, a story like this would not garner this much attention, but one of the three companies being considered, NorCal Waste, which is the current trash collector for the city, is facing criminal charges for conspiring with San Jose Mayor Ron Gonzalez to deceive the council about this current contract.
A law that would ban us from driving while holding onto a cell phone is headed for a full vote of the state assembly. The measure would allow us to make or take a call on our cell only if we use one of those hands-free devices. Violators would be fined a minimum of $20. Tow truck drivers who use those Nextel two-way radios that also double as phones would be exempt from the law. Traffic. Fairfield. 80 westbound at Travis Boulevard. Car got cut off. Caused it to roll over three times. A spectacular mess, regrettably, just blocking the left lane. But a lot of brake lights as people roll by to take a look at it. CHP is there, and there's some concrete debris in one lane of 580 westbound before Eden Canyon. Quake weather. After the morning fog, sunny today, still mild inland, highs from the upper 50s, low 60s at the coast to the low 80s inland. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Their number is 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Every 6 seconds of every day, a child dies of malnutrition. Bay Area Gives is taking a stand, and so can you. Help feed over a million meals to malnourished children locally and around the world in the next 30 days. How? Instead of just donating money, simply purchase a bag of highly nutritious food. 60 meals for $40. Imagine that. For the cost of dinner for two, you can feed 60 children. BayAreaGives.com. Bringing food and hope to children everywhere. Help save a life and nourish a hungry child today. BayAreaGives.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie. Asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1%? of your bill to Progressive Causes.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking.
And they don't have to be plastered to kill someone or themselves. Even one or two drinks can impair your judgment and change your life forever.
So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Results right here every morning, 7 to 10. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It is 082106 and it's 0721 in the morning. And you're listening to 960 The Quake and our guest on Keeping It Real, Will and Willie, Mr. Brown, who is our guest?
City Attorney Dennis Herrera.
Morning,
man
guys.
Who's been reelected without opposition. He's on what you might call automatic pilot, and he's doing the same with reference to representing the city. Well, it was a big news story.
Yeah,
you sued one of the largest landlords in San Francisco?
Yeah, actually, it is...
What did he or she do?
One of the largest, if not the largest, private landlord in the city, Skyline Realty and its affiliates, for really unfair business practices, which go to the heart of how they make money. And it happens to do with dealing with many of their recent purchases of buildings, which, quite frankly, they overpaid for. And then their business model was, okay, let's go in with personal questionnaires and identify those tenants that are the most vulnerable. Once we identify them, we're going to send in our armed guards in fatigues,
huh?
and vests,
huh?
to come in and interview them to see if they would like
to interview them
and have them videotaped, and then if they did not agree to leave, basically engage in a whole period of harassment until they did leave. From
thuggery.
From shutting off their utilities to coming in and filming their personal residences when they weren't there, to rifling through their personal belongings, to engaging in construction at all hours of the night when they were there to make sure that they were disrupted until they left. Then what they
did... Construction at night. I've never heard this before.
And after that
was
done...
Less expensive.
Yeah, that's right. And, well, it's even better if you do it without a permit, which is then what they did.
Less expensive.
You right. And then they did that, engaged in construction without a permit, to change the character of the entirety of their businesses, and then re-let them as executive suite corporate-style apartments. For example, last year, they purchased the Gaylord Hotel. Average rent at the time was $900 per unit.
A month.
It was supposed to be an SRO hotel, which on the books, it still is an SRO hotel.
Where is the Gaylord?
The Gaylord is down in Tender Knob area, Knob Hill, Tenderloin area. And after they did that, it's still on the books as an SRO hotel. The only thing is they've changed the character to a luxury executive suite tourist-style hotel without paying city taxes under our hotel conversion ordinance. Now the average rent in the Gaylord suites is $4,000 a month. Went from $900 to $4,000. And that's just an exemplar of what it is that Skyline has done to the detriment not only of tenants, because it's important that we understand.
They're also ducking the laws and taxes and permits. And
how did this all come to your attention?
We had a number of people that came to...
number of tenants.
Yeah, number of tenants, but also some other folks that used to work at
Skyline. I was going to say ex-employees. Yeah. I can tell you exactly who they are.
That's right.
Grieving ex-employees.
People that used to work there.
Disgruntled employees.
Tenants.
Who executed the actions.
And then what we did was we engaged...
Probably some other hotels, too, that because this is... You know, for the people who play by the rules, this isn't fair.
Well, that's interesting, Will, because you're exactly right. And that's something that I really wanted to go out there. This isn't just about the tenants. It's also about the vast majority of landlords who do play by the rules and, you know, make sure that everything they do is according to the law. And they're being unfairly competed with. And that damages the marketplace for law-abiding landlords and tenants as well, especially when, because of the premiums that... Skyline's been paying for their buildings. As a result, there's probably a premium of about 5 to 10% on buildings because they overpay for the buildings and they just totally dominate the marketplace. They probably own about 5,000-6,000 units in the city.
Did they buy in 2000? We're speaking with City Attorney Dennis Herrera here. He's speaking to us on 960 The Quake about the suit that you're filing.
We filed last week.
Yeah.
And we're continuing our investigation, and I would venture to say it's going to expand into Skyline's practices because this goes to the heart of how they do business.
On the other hand, there are some issues with reference to tenants in the city that need to be addressed, in particular the whole business of the hotel ordinance that bars hotels, which is so-called SRO-type hotels, and the Teamster, the Plumbers Union, owns such a facility down on Market Street, and there is a requirement under the law that hotels be seismically made sound if they are to be used for public purposes. Yet, it could be more costly to do that than the value you could receive from having to do it, and then you're barred from closing up hotels. How do you handle that?
Well, let me tell you about the Plumbers Hotel, because what you refer to, Mr. Mayor, doesn't just refer to hotels. It's the UMB ordinance that refers to all unreinforced masonry buildings. Obviously, it's particularly acute, the problem, if you have a whole host of people in there, as opposed to if it's just a single business or someone is in there. And one person is in there. But when you have a whole host of tenants and units, it is a particularly acute problem. And when the UMB ordinance was passed sort of in the aftermath of the Loma Prieta quake, it put certain requirements on UMB owners to reinforce their buildings by a date certain, and it could be very costly. What Mayor Brown is referring to was the Plumbers Union Hotel, Civic Center Hotel up on Market Street that was supposed to have been reinforced this year because of the belief that it was an unreinforced masonry building. And it became a political football between a whole variety of people that were trying to protect the tenants versus those who were trying to do the UMB. Well, you know what we just found out, Mr. Mayor? The fact of the matter is, after a lot of haggling, both by the city and the Plumbers Union...
It doesn't need it, huh?
It's not a UMB building. Can you believe that? We just found out this past week that there is a metal structure and underneath supporting it, and it's the city has egg on its face, the plumbers, and everybody's laughing about it now. The thing doesn't need to be reinforced.
Nobody went back to the plans or the architect?
It was amazing. Everybody was relying on the other guy and on their self-representations, and now it turns out the thing is reinforced, and all those tenants can stay, and there's no problem. It's really
it's another success story.
Another success story for the city. And you know what? We all have to accept some blame. And that happens sometimes.
Well, Dennis, on the question of tenant rights, obviously San Francisco is a hotbed of activities surrounding tenant rights because the tenants vote, and they vote often, and they vote heavily in every contest. And they have spokespersons like Chris Daly and individuals of that nature.
You mean Mayor Daly?
Do you have to call him that? Does he get to be called, Your Honor?
For the day. Only for the day.
I know. That was actually 2 or 3 days.
No,
was,
let me tell you something.
It was the amount of time that
you don't want
between...
to make him your mayor. You don't want him your acting mayor. I made that mistake.
He was mayor for the amount of time when Willie found out and flew back. Where were you? In Singapore?
I did. No, I was in Tibet.
In Tibet.
And Willie, you know what the funny
thing is? I can't say something. I'm from Tibet. I didn't just.
The thing is, he actually ruined both our vacations because I was in Mexico at the time, and the mayor was in Tibet, and I found out about this. And once I found out that Mayor Brown, I was emailing with people. I was on vacation with my wife. I found out
you're
mayor
emailing Br- while you're
yeah,
in Mexico.
Yeah. And I find out Mayor Brown's coming back. I say, Jesus Christ, I better get back there soon now because I know he's going to be causing trouble too. And he finds out I'm in Mexico, he's going to be teed off that he came back and I didn't.
I accused him of going to Mexico to give Daily cover. Yeah, but Mayor Daly, I love that. I think he would love that too, by the way. He's seeking re-election, you know.
He is, and I think he's he's got a little bit of a contested race in there.
He's got 11 people running against him.
But
some of the...
It sounds like that Rob Black, this former aide to Michaela Alioto, is the guy who's making the most noise at this point.
It's the person the mayor endorsed.
Correct.
Isn't it kind of dangerous for the mayor to be endorsing against incumbents?
Well, let's find out. Better than I do.
I've never endorsed against an incumbent. I don't do that.
You can stick around for another segment.
Yes.
We want to take your calls if you have any calls for the city attorney of San Francisco. And he knows things about the other Bay Area counties as well. He's been keeping abreast of everything by listening to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Here on 960 The Quake, we have all the latest news, and we'll be back at you in 4 minutes.
At 960 The Quake. Good morning, I'm John Scott. President Bush says there's an urgent need to deploy an international force in Lebanon as soon as possible. News conference underway at the White House this hour. The president also says he expects Iran to agree to stand down on its nuclear program, which the administration believes is a cover to make weapons. Iran's president has already said they have no such plans. There's a deadline coming up this week. Asked by a reporter on the mess in Baghdad, where violence is out of control and American troops have been unable to calm things down, one reporter asked Bush if he was frustrated by our inability to secure the city.
First of all, to the first part of your question, if you look back at the words of Zarqawi before he was brought to justice, he made it clear that the intent of their tactics in Iraq was to create a civil strife. In other words, if you look at what he said. He said, let's kill Shia to get Shia to seek revenge, and therefore that create this kind of hopefully cycle of violence. Secondly, it's pretty clear that the evidence indicates that the bombing of the shrine was an al-Qaeda plot, all intending to create sectarian violence. Now, al-Qaeda is still very active in Iraq. As a matter of fact, I would surmise that some of the more spectacular bombings are done by al-Qaeda suiciders.
The president also says that they have a, quote, robust plan to secure Baghdad. Santa Clara County is emerging as the most prolific breeding ground for West Nile virus in California. Vector control officials say that more birds have died of that virus in Santa Clara County than any place else in the state. Business experts say tourism in San Francisco is stronger than ever this summer, since any time. Since the dot-com bust in 9/11, international arrivals at SFO are up about 4.5% so far this year, and hotels in the tourist neighborhoods are reporting occupancy rates higher than 80%. Let's check traffic in the Crown 4 Traffic Center, brought to you by your genuine Toyota service departments. We have a backup that is stretching for miles, 101 northbound after the 152 off-ramp outside of Gilroy. This happened at 3:55 a.m. Fuel spill, car, big rig crashed. Estimated time to get it cleaned up, 10:30 this morning. Slow past the scene, both directions of 80 at Travis Boulevard. A car got cut off. It rolled over three times. Rather spectacular, unfortunate crash, and there's plenty of rubbernecking past there. Bay Bridge Toll Plaza back up nearing 880. Metering lights are on.
Toyota owners, see your genuine Toyota service center today for the convenience and value of an Express Lube Plus. Get an oil and filter change plus tire rotation at an unbelievable price, all completed in under an hour. Get it done right at your Toyota dealer. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit quakeradio.com. Mostly sunny today after the morning fog, 60s at the beaches to the low 80s inland. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Call them, 866-960-KQKE, or email us from the Contact Us link. You can find it on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Every 6 seconds of every day, a child dies of malnutrition. Bay Area Gives is taking a stand, and so can you. Help feed over 1 million meals to malnourished children locally and around the world in the next 30 days. How? Instead of just donating money, simply purchase a bag of highly nutritious food. 60 meals for $40. Imagine that. For the cost of dinner for two, you can feed 60 children. BayAreaGives.com. Bringing food and hope to children everywhere. Help save a life and nourish a hungry child today. BayAreaGives.com.
960 The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station. Streaming, downloading, podcasting. Take The Quake with you. Listen when you want. Visit QuakeRadio.com.
Morning, August 21st, ready, 7:37 a.m. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake, and our guest is City Attorney Dennis Ferreira, who is involved in anything that involves a judge. He's going to go before him. And what else is happening in San Francisco? What do you got going on?
We got a lot of stuff going on now because, as Mayor Brown is well aware, come this time in August, the Board of Supervisors goes on vacation for 3 weeks. So they're not in town. So that means
and hope they don't come back.
Well, your friend Aaron Peskin, you know what he's doing, right? He's hiking the John Muir Trail.
Yes,
as we
know. He told us three or four weeks is he gone?
Well, he says it's going to take him 3 weeks, but it's 220 miles, and there's no way he's making it in 3 weeks. I guarantee it. So I hope he's not listening.
He might be portaging a few of the trails.
No. He's in an alternative vehicle.
Well, he was really looking forward to it because I told him I wanted to do it. So I said, "You're my scout team. If you make it, I'll do it next year." So we have a lot going on. Last week we filed, or 2 weeks ago we filed our first graffiti case against a prolific tagger. Got an injunction invoked on him, and I think it's sending out the right signal that we're not going to have indiscriminate tagging going on around town that costs property owners and the city money. And we already also signed up the tagger to do voluntary public service announcements as part of the injunction.
Ordinarily, and that's a police department issue. How is it that the city attorney and the police department got on the same playing page? What were the dynamics of putting it together? Because yours is a civic enforcement process versus putting him in jail.
Yeah, he did have a criminal history, as it were, but
more extensive.
It was all tagging. He had extensive history going back to when he was a minor, but then he had 11 or 12 incidents since he was an adult, from 18 to 21, and a fair amount of.
What's his tag?
I can't tell you exactly what it is. I know it if I see it.
Is it pretty?
I don't think so.
No.
And I don't think the property owners thought so when they were paying money to get it cleaned off their buildings.
No, I'm sure they didn't.
But,
is that a sickness of something? What is it with people who go right in on other people's buildings?
I don't know. They get away
with
it.
Look at the society. Look at TV. I mean, you're nobody unless you're on TV.
And there is a certain amount of notoriety that you get.
This is a way of breaking out of the pack.
And this actually, Mr. Mayor, goes to your question about how do you hook up. It's they can become so notorious that, you know, the police department and DPW have books on these guys. They know who's who, okay? So
Keith Haring started out as a graffiti artist.
Did he?
Yeah.
So they have all that, and they refer it to us. And you're right, I have a civil remedy. I get it declared a public nuisance. It's a public nuisance, an attractive nuisance, and I can bring a civil action and get injunctive relief to stop the certain activities that they're engaged in, and then a monetary penalty and fines, which is exactly what we got here. We got the guy of a 60-month injunction that limits his ability. He can't go out on the streets in certain areas between 11 and 6 in the morning. Can't carry.
He's barred from being on the streets?
Absolutely, in certain areas.
South Africa.
And he can't carry graffiti tools. He's got to pay.
What is a graffiti tool?
Graffiti tools like certain pens and markers. Certain cleaning materials.
Liquids?
Liquids, yeah. Liquids, absolutely.
He's not allowed to use Gatorade after 6 p.m.
And he's paying the city 20 grand over the course of 5 years.
How?
Well, he's...
$4,000 a year? What's that, 80 bucks a month?
Well,
that's nothing.
It's 20... Over 5 years, that's 60 months.
That's nothing.
With the incentive that if he pays it off within 4 years, we cut the size of the fine down. So,
or if he doesn't pay it off at all, what happens?
He can be held in contempt.
And that means he could join Susan McDougal, potentially Greg Anderson.
And that's the beauty of a civil injunction. If you violate a civil injunction, I can hit you with additional penalties, or the district attorney can file a misdemeanor against you for criminal activity. So, you know, that's
City Attorney Dems Herrera is our guest here. We're taking your calls at 866-960-5753 on 960 The Quake.
What was the estimated amount of damage that this guy's done, i.e. the cost of cleanup over the time period of your suit?
DPW thinks that the cost came down anywhere between $50,000 and $75,000.
Now, do you think if we had art classes in school?
That would be a great thing. Give people an outlet. And the fact you're absolutely right. Make sure
because
that people have the outlet.
When
to
you
go
and
through
I
things.
Grew up,
we had art classes.
We had art classes. We had gym classes. We had extracurricular activities, and they kept whittling the school programs down and down and down and down.
But Will, it's about more than art classes. You'd also have to add to that an opportunity for those so-called artists to display their work.
Yeah.
After all,
well,
it's notoriety, which is what they are concerned about.
Well, you know, there is one group. I think it's called Presida Proceda Arts or something like that, that they have mural programs where they've people, taggers, come in and they have people that actually donate space so they can display their work. That's a different story. I think that's a great program, and it gives kids that.
Yeah,
that
but that's like the free speech areas at the conventions, you know, where you're behind 14-foot fences and underneath a freeway. Yeah, oh, yeah, we got to play, you know, I mean, it's the wild. It's
right.
Tagging in the wild. It's like, you know, Cheney shooting pheasants. You know, that have been caged and let go when he says, oh.
Are you advocating that the,
no, I'm just explaining
the size of the
rationale.
Young Museum, or the Museum of Art and Art, MOAD,
ooh.
One of those be made available?
Well, let me tell you, you know, when Mayor Brown was mayor, one thing that he really tried to focus on, and I applaud him, was cleanliness, graffiti, cleaning the streets, and I think as a city, we need to focus on that stuff. You know, we did that graffiti case. This week, we're going to bring our first dumping case. You know, for people that have illegal dumping around the city, we get more complaints about illegal dumping, and DPW has put up these cameras to sort of
Turtle
check
Hill.
Spots.
On Turtle
there's,
Hill,
there's
a little garbage. There's one little garbage can there. People put sofas next to it. Old piss.
Drives people crazy.
Or anytime there's a little tiny dumpster, you know, people get dumpsters to clean out their garage, and then at night, everybody, like buzzards, they come out like cockroaches, you know, people throwing stuff into your dumpster.
You know what you have to do when you rent a dumpster now?
Get a lid?
Make sure it's got a top on it with a lock.
A lockable lid?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, on the remodeling that I participated in, we had so much stuff in the demolition. We had three dumpsters, and they all had to have locks. The first time, they didn't have locks, and the results...
And it filled up in an hour.
Oh, listen.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact...
people there were using dumpsters. I could tell you others, they just put it out on the street, and the DPW's call 28 Clean. Those guys are busy 24 hours a day trying to track...
What's 28 Clean?
28 Clean is...
That's a telephone number.
The number you call DPW to come pick up illegal dumping that's gone on in your neighborhood.
These
poor guys are working all the time, because people just indiscriminately put stuff out. So we're going to bring a case this week that's going to send a message, I think.
Well, in addition thereto, we should urge the mayor to do what we did. We had a program where we would advertise when you could put the stuff out, and we would urge you that if you had stuff you wanted to get rid of, like Christmas trees. You know how we collect Christmas trees? We give you the opportunity to put it out with immunity when we pick it up.
Don't you get two big pickups a year, according to Sunset Scavenger?
I think that's true.
You can call them up. It used to be it was on a regular rotation. That, you know, ours was in October that they would come. You could put anything out. And now I guess you have to call them in advance.
To let them know.
Yeah, but
yeah,
you get two
special
big pickups.
That's right.
Yeah.
But see, that's the beauty about when the Board of Supervisors is out of town. We get to do all this fun stuff, and they don't get in the way. And we actually get something done.
Dennis Ferreira, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you, guys.
On Keeping It Real.
We didn't get a chance to talk to him about the governor's race.
I know.
We didn't get a chance to talk to him about one of my favorite subjects, of course.
What?
Chris Daley.
That was off.
Not enough.
Oh, you're right.
Not enough because the Walmart, you know, there's a Walmart issue surrounding the Chris Daley deal. If you read the Guardian last week on the front page, they had the story of the Sierra Club head whom Daley put on the PUC over my objections. He's now the spokesperson for Walmart on environmental issues.
Get out of here.
It's true. You get it's out.
It's in the Guardian.
Chris Daley's appointment to the PUC is now spokesman for Walmart.
That is correct.
Oh man, if I was running against him, that would be my ad.
It's in the Guardian right now.
So that's why you see. This was just not. It wasn't a cheap shot. Tacky, but not cheap.
Dennis Ferreira is always fun to have you on, buddy. Are you going on vacation this year?
He's been already three times.
I was in New York, and you know we're staying around here for a little bit.
Well, you should. Local economy.
I outed him.
Coming up, the burst of Durst, and in the 8 o'clock hour, Kathy Sultan, and then of course at 9 o'clock, we will be keeping it real with Big Ed Schultz, who joins us here every Monday, and keeping it real with Will and Willie right now. All the latest news headlines with John Scott on 960 The Quake.
7:48. Thanks, Will. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. Iran's supreme leader says his country will continue to pursue nuclear technology and denies that his nation is seeking nuclear weapons. President Bush holding a news conference this morning with basically the company line and no new policies mentioned on issues like Iraq, Lebanon, and Iran. Iran does have a deadline this week to either stand up or sit down, according to the government, about nukes. A landmark solar energy bill cleared by the legislature is going to be signed today by the governor. The bill uses incentives, rebates, and other things to promote the construction of solar roofs. The goal is to build 1 million solar roofs in California over the next decade. The bill creates now the country's largest solar program. It received bipartisan support from the Assembly and Senate last week. The person responsible for one of history's great photos has passed. Here's details from the Quake's John Rivers.
It has to be one of the most recognizable photos in history. It was turned into a monument, one of the most visited in our nation's capital. Yet few could tell you who snapped that shot as the Marines raised the flag over Iwo Jima following a bloody World War II battle. He was Joe Rosenthal. For that photo, he was awarded the Pulitzer Prize, and following his World War II stint, he became a photographer here on the staff of the San Francisco Chronicle. He retired in 1981. Yesterday, Joe Rosenthal passed at age 94. He'd lived his final years quietly and mostly unrecognized in a Marin County assisted living facility.
Quick traffic, Gilroy, back up 4 miles behind this crash that happened at 3:55 a.m. involving a car and a big rig. Right lane still closed. That's 101 northbound after the 152 off-ramp. The gas tank in the left lane of 580 eastbound at Castro Valley Boulevard. Looks like a school day. It is the first day of school for some in the Bay Area. Lights on, back up all the way to the foot of the maze. Coming up to the Baber's Toll Plaza, it looks like about a 20-minute wait to the metering lights and another 15 into the city. Quake weather, sunny after the morning fog, 60s beaches to the low 80s inland. Will and Willie have Al Franken tickets to give away for a show on the 26th in Santa Rosa. More on that coming up. Give them a call. Tell them about the news of the day, what you think, at 866-960-KQKE. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win for all the exciting details. That's 866-52 Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent
loan support services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast. All for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD digital radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com to find out about their latest specials and events. Well, the president trotted out his new mantra this weekend, which is, we don't finish the job in Iraq, and we try to leave, the terrorists are going to follow us home. And then you know what's going to happen. We'll have to walk them twice a day and feed them and brush them, and they'll need shots. And let me tell you, if they follow us home, they're sleeping outside, mister. They're not spending one night in this house. If you want the terrorists to follow us home so much, I suggest you think long and hard about it right now. Don't fool yourself into thinking this is going to be easy. Oh, sure. Terrorists are cute when they're young, but they grow up, they're just like animals. Constantly whining, afraid to be left alone because Allah is watching. It's a lot of work. It's hard work. We're going to have to work hard. Not like the time you had that gerbil, then you had to go off to the National Guard camp, and then you came home and had to die of starvation, the poor thing, because you forgot to ask somebody to feed it while you were gone. You remember that poor gerbil, don't you? Huh? You remember the flushing ceremony? Then if you think this is going to be like that, well, you got another thing coming, young man. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
There's the applause, right on schedule, right on time. The studio applause is better than the applause at the hotel. Oh, I already missed that place. Well,
do we get free rooms there still?
I would doubt it. I don't think they want to see us again.
Yeah. I'm parking there tomorrow. Are you kidding?
We have abandoned them.
I'm parking there tomorrow.
Yes, well, you know.
Put little Quake right at the top of my ticket?
Yes, I'm going in and get my cappuccino. I'll have 2 days of cappuccino accumulated. I'm sure by now it's already 8 o'clock or so. They usually have it delivered to me.
It is.
Between 7:30 and 8.
Darren probably has made the cappuccino, doesn't know who to give it to.
And it's in a cup, not this
plastic, cardboard,
non-biodegradable piece of stuff that somebody delivered to me. And it wasn't as good as the one down there. And it didn't seem as substantial because the... apparently, it had been drank out of before I got it, so I don't know what to do. If you tell me I'm registering complaints, I am. Openly.
You know, we're giving away free tickets.
To what?
To see Mr. Al Franken when he performs.
That's Friday night here at the Warfield.
August
26th.
No. We're giving tickets for August 26th, Saturday night.
Up at the Wells Fargo
Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa.
Up in Santa Rosa.
So if you stay
tuned. The old Luther Burbank.
Later on, we'll let you know when to call.
Yeah, so that
those free tickets.
Yeah, so that those
later on today. That's all.
Old timers, they know that it's Luther Burbank.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Wells Fargo.
I don't they usually announce when they change the name? Don't they try to get some publicity?
They did announce it.
I read nothing about this.
Well, you're just not on the list.
I'm not. I might have been out of town.
Yeah, for announcements. But, you know, it's like these ballparks. Every week, these ballparks have a new name. Yesterday, when the 49ers played the Raiders, I kept thinking, why in the hell are they playing them?
Where were they?
McAfee.
Oh, McAfee.
McAfee Park.
McAfee, yeah.
Well, who is McAfee?
I don't know.
You want to tell me about
Wasn't
that?
Wasn't it just Network Associates?
It was just Network Associates for years, well, last 3 or 4 years, but it's now McAtee. And believe me, the Raiders look like a football team.
But don't you think that Nolan's game plan, and I don't mean to get into sports here, and I was out of town. I got to hear the third quarter coming back from the airport, and I got to watch the fourth quarter, and that's all. But don't you think that Nolan, since they're playing in the regular season, that Nolan was not going to trot out his real game plan, that he was going to try to lay back for the preseason game in order to possibly win the regular season game?
Except that your athletes who are on the field never, ever want to be in a position where they aren't doing their best and they aren't trying to win.
He threw to Antonio Bryant once.
Well, that might have been the coach's call, but let me tell you, the players will get disheartened if you think they can turn it on or off. That's why Tiger is so good. Tiger could be playing against a paraplegic, and he would play the same intensity with the same furious dedication.
I don't think Tiger ever threw a golf game.
No. It's like me when I play tit-tat-toe with my five-year-old.
And you play to win.
And I look forward for her making a mistake.
We got Susan, Kathy Sultan coming up in the next hour. Keeping it real, Willie, 960. The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
2006 is the year of the Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco.
Israel 960. Has indeed violated that truce. For more on that, let's go to Jerusalem. We're looking at live pictures as the president makes his way across the street back to the White House. So let's go to Jerusalem. Our Paula Hancock is live there to talk about that part of the story. Paula?
Hello, Darren. Well, the one thing President Bush was very definite about was the fact that the need for this international force to be put into southern Lebanon is urgent. And this is something that is agreed on by most sides, the fact that this is a fragile ceasefire, and the quicker this UN force can get on the ground and the Israeli forces can withdraw from southern Lebanon, then the better. Now, he also said that he was pledging $230 million in an aid package for Lebanon itself. Now, that's to rebuild houses, residential houses that have been destroyed during this war, also to rebuild bridges and to rehabilitate schools so that children can go back to school in the fall. And he was also saying that when he saw the first Hezbollah rockets hit northern Israeli towns, he then had a moment of clarity and said that it was a chance for the world to see the challenge that places like Israel and the United States face, saying that terrorism is now part of the 21st century. Now, he wouldn't be drawn when reporters were asking him on that commando raid that happened in the early hours of Saturday morning when Israeli troops went in to Lebanon itself. He just said that everyone had to realize what had started this conflict. The fact that two Israeli soldiers being kidnapped by Hezbollah guerrillas was what started the conflict in its entirety. Darren.
Paula Hancock in Jerusalem. Thank you for that. President Bush.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights and weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right. It's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
It's 8:03 at 960 The Quake. This report brought to us by Hyundai. It's a mess outside of Gilroy, 101 northbound after 152. An accident that happened at 3:30 this morning, still there. Right lane still closed. Back up for miles. And the estimated time of cleaning up the fuel spill as a result of that accident now at 10:30. Slow past the scene with a four-car crash, blocking two out of four lanes on 101 northbound after Marsh Road. May have been caused by some junk in the road, but there it is. Stall in the center divide, 92 westbound, before Polhemus sits up in the San Mateo Hills. BART on time this hour. Bay Bridge, metering lights on, back up all the way to the foot of the maze. Now's the time to get the best deals on every Hyundai car and SUV during the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance. Save big on Sonata, Santa Fe, Tucson, and Elantra. It's all backed by America's Best Warranty. Hurry to the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance now at your Hyundai dealer. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. This morning's top stories in 10 minutes, keeping it real with Will and Willie, now on 960 The Quake.
Good morning. It is 8:05 a.m., August 21st. It's a Monday. It's the first day of the week after the weekend. Yes, I know you know. And I am glad to be back here, keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're at the studio. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm getting adjusted to the studio already. The fact that there's so many technical things around here that we didn't have available to us down at the hotel, it makes it a lot easier. I think the guests seated where they were seated with their own microphone and their own headphones.
A little closer to you. They
a little
can
closer. And, you know, you dream about being in the studios where the red light's blinking that says recording.
You've
got
air.
A red light that blinks right here on the air. And then, of course, and then the supply
system's
not here.
As good, though.
No, though.
Oh, this machine,
those conveniences are not as good. And the bathroom's further away.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's pretty cool.
And you need a hall pass to get to the bathroom.
That's right. You need a keypad. And then looking out the window, what do you see? You see a crane.
Hey, at least we have a window in the other studio. There's no window.
Oh, no, there are windows all around. You mean in the old studio across the way.
Yeah.
In the Will and Willie studio.
Yes.
This is the Michael Savage.
No, we don't even mention his name.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I won't mention his name, but you can see a crane.
You know his real name is Michael Wiener.
You have it. Please.
Right.
Don't destroy the image.
So every time you hear Savage Nation, just think Wiener Nation.
Yeah.
Makes a lot more sense.
We are keeping it real, and we have a guest on the line. And her name is Kathy Sultan. She sits on the executive board of the National Peace Foundation, which is a non-government organization in Washington, D.C. And she coordinates programs designed to educate National Peace Foundation members about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Welcome to the Will and Willie Show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, ma'am.
And what exactly is the organization that you are coordinating activities for?
The National Peace Foundation if you want, an outgrowth of the Institute of Peace, which was formed in the early 80s under Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, President Reagan appointed several members to the board who were more hawks than doves, and the group that eventually formed the National Peace Foundation left that particular organization for that reason, and we've been on our own ever since. Most of the work internationally has been done by Sarah Harder, the president. She's done a lot of work in Russia with women's organizations, and most recently in Beslan after the school massacre there 2 years ago, or 2 years coming up this September. She's done a lot of work with drug rehab among the Russians. And she brought me on board 2 years ago to help coordinate nationally some education programs, because she and I both felt that we both live together in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. That's where I'm speaking to you from today. We both felt that that there was a lot of work that needed to be done to promote peace in the Middle East. And
is it all right if we call you Kathy?
Yes, of course.
All right, and he's Will, and I'm Willie.
Yes.
And I noticed in your bio that you've actually spent some time in the Middle East.
Well, I lived in Beirut for 14 years. My husband is a Lebanese. My two children were raised there. I lived the first 8 years of the Lebanese Civil War, so I'm very familiar about what's going on there very recently.
What was the Civil War about?
This Lebanese Civil War, unfortunately, was multi-layered. One of the reasons, either cause or catalyst, was the Palestinian presence. And that had become, if you want, a state within a state. And that really primarily grew out of the fact that Yasser Arafat and his PLO were forced out of Jordan in 1970 after the infamous Black Saturday, when they tried to disrupt the Hashemite kingdom. And they moved to Beirut, to the Israeli, to the Sabra Shatila Palestinian camps there. And that was one of the reasons. There were other social reasons. The Christians, who had been for a while the majority in Lebanon, were in charge, if you want. They were the president, a Maronite Christian as a president. They were in charge of the military, the intelligence apparatus, etc. And the Muslims, both Shia and Sunnis, were, even in the mid-70s, were probably the majority and wanted more control. And the Christians did not want to give up this control, because
we're speaking to Kathy Sultan. She lived in the Middle East. She lived in Lebanon during the first civil war. She's with us on 960 The Quake. And now you're in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You lived right on the Green Line, right?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Which was the separation of East and West Beirut.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And your family situation is such that Your passport frequently says Rome, and your passport says Mexico. You sure you're not with the CIA?
I just have an international family, Will and Willie. My son and is married to a lovely Mexican woman from Mexico City, and they live in Oaxaca. And my daughter is married to a Roman, and they have given us our granddaughter, who's 3 and a half, and they live in Rome. So, yes, I travel quite frequently.
From Eau Claire.
Yes. Well, I travel to Beirut at least once a year, and to visit family and friends. My 95-year-old mother-in-law and my sister-in-law are in Beirut, and they've lived through this most recent conflict between Hezbollah and the Israelis, and they're very glad that that's over.
How did you end up in the location where you are now, representing and coordinating the activities for this peace organization that's based in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, for a lot of people who don't know, is about an hour east.
An hour and a half east of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, my husband is a physician, and he did his last year of medical training at the University of Wisconsin Medical School and at the University Hospitals. And he sat for his state boards, and when we were obliged to leave Beirut and come back to the States, he already had a license to practice in Wisconsin, which was, of course, a huge, big piece of life insurance for us, having survived the first year, 8 years of the Civil War, and really had depleted financial resources, and were just so fortunate and so lucky to have even found a place that where we could begin work again. And his former boss found us a position for an independent gastroenterologist in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And we were just very happy to find the place.
And how long have you been there?
22 years. My husband just retired on July 1st.
So are you a Vikings fan or a Packers fan?
I'm a soccer fan.
Oh, you're out of place in Eau Claire.
Well, what do you expect? I have a son-in-law from Italy who are the soccer champions of the world. So, and my son and daughter-in-law are soccer fans in Mexico. So.
And how much time do you spend in D.C.?
Well, fortunately, a lot of my work and a lot of our work can be done on phone conferences and over the with emails. But I do spend probably about a couple of months a year going back and forth for board meetings.
I bet. And what is the International Peace Foundation? The
National Peace Foundation.
National. What are they up to right now? What are they trying to do?
Well, right now we're doing a major capital campaign, and I've just written a rather lengthy article about the latest conflict in the Middle East, the Israeli Hezbollah fighting, and we're hoping to expand our membership by just showing them that we are at the forefront of promoting peace in the Middle East, because this to me is one of the missing cornerstones of world peace, and it's more essential than ever, not just because our troops are on the ground in Iraq. But because every time we at least are perceived as a partial participant in a conflict in the Middle East, I fear that we are gaining more and more enemies. And so I think that peace can be the only option on the table right now, finding a way to negotiate.
Was there a winner in this conflict?
No, absolutely. There was never a winner in a conflict. The majority of the people who died, whether they be Israelis from the north or the Lebanese, they had no business being caught up in this conflict. They're innocent bystanders, and that's the tragedy of war. Absolute tragedy. Did Israel win? Absolutely not. They're doing an awful lot of soul-searching right now as a nation, which is pretty normal for them after a major conflict like this and having lost over 117 soldiers. In Lebanon as well, the Lebanese government, which has always been very fragile because of the sectarian makeup of the government, this fragile, if you want, dance between the different confessionals. There are 17 different confessionals in Lebanon, and only three of those are the major Muslim sects. And the rest are all different Christian sects. And these all have to be incorporated into the government, which does not lend to any kind of real stability.
Where does Hezbollah fit in all of that?
Well, Hezbollah is part of the Shia Muslim population, who represent actually 42% of the Shia represent 42% of the Lebanese population at the moment. But not all of them are supporters of Hezbollah, because there's another huge political faction called Amal, that's another political group that's been on the scene for a very long time.
It's also Shiite as well.
Also Shiite, exactly.
But they're not a militia.
No, yes. They're not a militia at all. And that's why I say that
they're
Hezbollah are
movement?
Really a collection of maybe 3,000 or 4,000 militias, guerrilla fighters. And we're talking over 1 million people. So that's a very small percentage of people who actually are Hezbollah fighters. I mean, their strength is their insurgency, their training, their, you know, I don't pretend to know what goes on in a guerrilla warfare other than to realize, having seen what happened to Israeli tanks, that these people, they probably don't need a lot of people to be able to be doing what they're doing.
And Hezbollah was created by Iran back in 1983.
Yes, but they supplied Iran, but what really gave birth to Hezbollah was the Israeli occupation of South Lebanon for 22 years. You know, when Israel came in initially in 1978, and then Carter expelled them for a year and they left a proxy army, and then they came back in 82 with Ariel Sharon, the Shia of the South threw rice and flowers at their tanks, welcoming them. But within 6 months, as an occupying force, they turned the local population against them.
Sounds familiar.
And exactly. And this is what gave birth to Hezbollah. Imagine 22 years in a small place, and I've visited the South. I've interviewed villagers. I've actually even interviewed some of the Hezbollah and heard firsthand what that whole South went through for those years under occupation. And I don't condone what they do, but I can understand how one would become an insurgent and wanting by whatever means necessary to overthrow and expel an occupying force.
Totally understandable.
What about the Palestinians? And
Palestinian,
that's the other
situation
side of it.
In Gaza is very dire. While we've been paying attention to the Israeli Hezbollah war, in one month alone, there were close to 193 Palestinians who were killed in Gaza, and this was with repeated Israeli military incursions. It is hell on earth in Gaza right now, and nobody's paying any attention.
Kathy Sultan from the National Peace Foundation, who is also living in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, which I know very well. Thank you so much for joining us. Is there somewhere people can go if they want to find out more information?
Yes, they can do nationalpeace.org, or they can also do scarlettapress.org. That's my website.
Thank you so much for joining us, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. We are taking your calls in the next segment, 866-960-5753. Roger, you hang on. We'll get to you and everybody else, or contact us at quakeradio.com. Go scroll down to the Contact Us button. We're also giving away free tickets to Al Franken later on in this hour. But right now, we have some news with John Scott with all the latest headlines on 960 The Quake.
8:19 at 9:60 The Quake. At a White House news conference this morning, the president says the world has, quote, some indication how Iran will meet the latest U.N. demands, but he's prepared to wait for a formal response. A U.N. Security Council resolution gives Iran till the end of the month to suspend its nuclear enrichment program, and Iran promised to give what it calls a multifaceted response tomorrow. On Iraq, President Bush said it would be a terrible mistake if U.S. forces were to withdraw from the country now.
There's a lot of people, good, decent people, saying withdraw now. They're absolutely wrong. Be a huge mistake for this country. If you think problems are tough now, imagine what it would be like if the United States leaves before this government has a chance to defend herself, govern herself, and listen to the and answer to the will of the people.
A law that would ban us from driving while holding a cell phone headed for a full vote of the Assembly. The measure would allow us to take or make a call in our cell only if we use a hands-free device. Violators would be fined $20. Santa Clara County looks like emerging as the most prolific breeding ground for West Nile virus in California. Your chances of getting the virus in most other places, getting struck by lightning is more likely. But here, in that little hot zone, vector control officials say more birds have died of the virus than any other county in the state. Quake traffic at the moment. Gilroy, real mess this morning from an earlier crash, 3:30 this morning, 101 northbound at the 152 off-ramp. There's a fuel spill, and it's a mess. Time is 10:30 to get it cleaned up. Menlo Park problem, slow past 101 northbound and Marsh Road. Four cars still have two left lanes blocked. We anticipate a SIG alert coming up in a moment. Slow from University at the moment. Our forecast for the day, nice. Mild inland, highs from the 60s at the beaches to the low 80s inland. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us. Go to the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52 go in. Oh, and there's a bonus. If you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streaming. BMW.com.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
I've tried to make it real compared to what...
We are pimp-slapping, smug-facing complacency with what? I'm glad you asked. The iron fingers of truth, justice, and the progressive way. Here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake. It is 8:24 in the AM on 960 on the AM. And I am Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And we're taking your calls. So give us a ring at 866-960-5753. We actually have a caller. Roger in San Francisco, you're on the air. You're keeping it real, Roger.
Roger.
Ah, Roger went away. 866-960.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry.
Did you have us on speakerphone or something?
Yeah, it's on a speakerphone, but it's a very good speakerphone.
Ah.
What I wanted to talk to you about is Joe Rosenthal. My wife and I met Joe Rosenthal at the San Francisco Press Club.
Why don't you explain?
Yeah. Why don't you tell who Joe Rosenthal is and what he did and what he's very famous for?
Joe Rosenthal is a famous photographer who took the picture of the Marines raising the flag on Iwo Jima, which was probably the preeminent photograph ever taken.
And he died yesterday at 94.
That's right.
And I was just thinking today when I heard that news, that, you know, if it hadn't been for Life magazine, I mean, you think of all those guys, all those famous photographs that we've seen, that we remember from way back. If it weren't for some sort of outlet like Life magazine, we don't have that anymore.
I know, and that's a shame. You know, I was a Marine also, so when I met Joe, I asked him to sign a photograph for me so I could give it to the Marine Corps League in Pennsylvania, which I'm a member there. And he was very gracious enough to sign it, and then my wife and I drove him over to Green Street where he had a friend. He was staying there, and it was just so exciting for us that when you know the history of a man, and you know what the bravery involved in what he did, because he was an incredibly brave man. He was he landed with the Marines in the first group that went into Iwo Jima, and we lost over 6,000 Marines in that action. And over 19,000 wounded. So you can imagine the ferocity of it.
And in a very short period of time.
A very short period of time. So this young photographer went up there without arms, and he took this very famous photograph. But what I wanted to emphasize was how nice the man was. I mean, to go to the trouble to sign a photograph for me, and it was just very nice of him to do that, and I just wanted to put it out there in the air.
How long ago was that he did that gesture?
Oh, gosh, it must have been, my wife is here. Andrea, how long ago was that? It must have been about 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And
when he died in Novato. He was living here in Novato.
Yeah, he was living in a rest home up there. But, you know, this guy was just not just a photographer of that in that segment of the war. He also went over with the Merchant Marines on a convoy to Europe. He also... I think he was there at the Blitz of England. I mean, this guy was incredible, courageous photographer. And when you think about a photograph, the Marine Corps has a monument to its endeavors there in Iwo Jima. It's in Arlington, Virginia, and that's a huge 100-ton monument. It was modeled on his photograph.
I was going to say, I was going to tell you, if you didn't know that, you know they used his photographs.
It's the Mount Suribachi thing.
Yep.
And did you know, Roger, did you know that that was actually the second raising of the flag that day in Mount Suribachi?
That's right. The first one was a smaller flag, and the general in charge out on the ship said that the men could not see that flag. So he ordered a larger flag to be installed on that hill. Did you know that of the five men that installed that flag, I think three were later killed in combat, and one was a Navy corpsman. And by the way, as a Marine, I can tell you this, Navy corpsmen are the very best. They are with the Marines all the time, and they can. One of them saved me one time, and I was just, I can't tell you how much respect I have for Navy corpsmen.
Coming from a Marine, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, they're good guys, and they always were with us.
You realize in the Iraqi War, though, the Navy is pretty much not a participant.
Yeah, their aircraft carriers off the coast were pretty active. They did a lot of the bombing in the south, some in the north. As a Marine, we consider the Navy somewhat as our transportation unit. Although we are a branch of the Navy, we consider ourselves a little bit on a higher level than Navy.
Well, you started out as a part of the Navy, an intimate part of the Navy. You were not even a separate unit.
Willie, I can tell you this. We started off fighting for the British. A lot of people don't know that, but the Marine Corps was part of the British Navy in the beginning, and then...
Hence
and then
the name Marine.
The Revolutionary War in 1776.
How is it that the Marine Corps... How is it the Marine Corps is carrying the heavy manpower burden in Iraq?
Yeah, they did. They did a lot of big fighting in Iraq. It's the Marine Corps' design is a fast lightning force that you use. It's a frontline combat unit that goes in generally first. It's a relatively small unit. I think it's 180,000 men now, men and women. But it's the only force that the president can use without congressional permission. But in this case, in this war, this president has gone into it without correct. Well, in a sense, they've given him permission. But the Marine Corps is really the line force the president can use. And as a Marine, I just know this country is very lucky to have it.
And you have your first Joint Chief of Staff
in the history of this
country.
Pace.
Peter Pace.
You're right. Now, he's a good man. And so are you guys. I just hope that I can speak to you on your program more often because I just enjoy listening to this progressive show. I'm usually on conservative shows, and I'm always battling those guys. It's kind of fun not to have to fight all the time.
Well, thanks for joining us, Ralph. We hope to hear from you again.
All right. Take care, Roger.
Now, don't forget we're giving away the L. Franken tickets later on this hour. And... in the next segment, I want to take your phone calls at 866-960-5753. It seems to be an outrage around the country right now about John Mark Carr and the fact that they gave him champagne and pate, and he was business class.
Shrimp.
Yeah, being flown over here. What do you think on that? Do you think that was just isolating him? Hell, I only got one movie.
Yeah, two movies. Charlotte. He got the third version of
Mission Impossible. Yeah.
Got MI3.
It's actually pretty good.
And he got the Samurai.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, the one in which Tom Cruise played.
Yeah, The Littlest Samurai.
Yeah.
Last Samurai.
Last Samurai.
So call us and let us know what you think of John Mark Carr and whether or not he's being prejudged or just feated well. Get his last meal on a flight from the Pacific. Here, 866-960-5753. Right now we have all the news, traffic, and weather here on 960 The Quick.
At 9:60, The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. White House news conference this morning. The president spoke about Lebanon, about Iran, and about Iraq, saying that there's no way that American troops are going to pull out of Iraq anytime soon, and had heavy criticism for those who say we should. First day of school for many Bay Area kids. Some districts beginning classes earlier this year so students can take exams before winter break. These school openings are going to come in waves. As a result, you'll see traffic kicked up a notch this morning. The Quake's John Rivers tells us about San Jose City Council's next step in collecting its garbage.
Within the next 48 hours, the San Jose City Council is expected to have chosen which company is going to collect the trash for residents in the days to come. Now, normally, a story like this would not garner this much attention, but one of the three companies being considered, NorCal Waste, which is the current trash collector for the city, is facing criminal charges for conspiring with San Jose Mayor Ron Gonzalez to deceive the council about this current contract.
8:34, let's check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. And this report brought to you by your local Toyota service departments in Gilroy. Backup is characterized as miles long. From, in fact, 25, where you get off to go to Hollister, up to this site, 152 East and 101 Northbound. Car and a big rig crashed at 3:55 this morning. They're not going to have it cleaned up. They estimate until 10:30. Avoid it if you can. Slow past this scene. Four-car crash. Still blocking the two left lanes of 101 northbound after Marsh Road. Back up from Embarcadero. Stall in the number two lane. That would be the second from the right. Lower deck of the Bay Bridge. As you approach the lower deck, actually, on the Skyway at the 4th Street off-ramp. Toyota owners, see your genuine Toyota Service Center today for the convenience and value of an Express Lube Plus. Get an oil and filter change, tire rotation too, at an unbelievable price. It's all finished in an hour. Get it done right at your Toyota dealer. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit QuakeRadio.com. Forecast today, gloomy to get started in San Francisco and on the coast. It'll be sunny later, mild, highest in the 60s at the beaches to the low 80s inland. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Call them at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link. Find it on the homepage at QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape, 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Do you have HD Digital Radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD Radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD radio purchases for free. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Help us pick the lineup for the new fall season now at QuakeRadio.com.
No, the huge mistake was made in the year 2001 by the Supreme Court of the United States. And then the American public made another huge mistake in 2004. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Good morning. It's 8:40 a.m. on 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
That comment that Mr. Bush made, and Mrs. Willie Brown saying it, he sounds like he's getting a little testy.
A little defensive?
Testy around the questions that are now being directed at him by his friends and relatives, including some of the generals. And it's going to get even worse. Tomorrow, the 22nd, isn't that the day that you have focused on about what might or might not happen in the Middle East? And isn't that the day that the Iranians...
It's the coming of the 12th Imam.
But the Iranians are supposed to give the world an answer, the nations of the world an answer, about whether or not they'll take the incentives.
Are you flying anywhere tomorrow?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
Neither am I.
As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to take the cab to work in the morning. I'm going to walk. For fear.
No, you're not. You're not walking down here. No.
We're at the ferry building.
Oh, that's right.
Straight down
California. We're at the ferry building.
Straight down California for me. Oh, I've done that before. And, you know.
I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah. It's a ferry building tomorrow morning.
Tony, where are we in the ferry building? Are we in the back by the ferries?
Yes, right where people come
up. Yeah, see?
Cool. You were right. I don't know. They don't tell me nothing.
Well.
You know, obviously, you're in the loop.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Using the eavesdropping devices that are available for those of us that are connected to national security.
It'd be nice to piggyback with the NSA, wouldn't it?
That's right. That's right. Particularly on Bob Agnew's line.
Well, I'm going on vacation next week, so I'm worried that one of the guests who are going to fill in for me is going to be too good, and I'm going to come back after Labor Day without a job. That happens all the time in radio. What?
Guys, real quick, tomorrow at the Ferry Building, Medea Benjamin will join us, Gail Kaufman, Maggie Lynch, and Phil Bronstein from the Chronicle.
Phil Bronstein?
Yes. Live in person.
Phil Bronstein, the guy who fired me from the Examiner?
Yes.
You're bringing him on our show?
Yeah, we can get back at him.
Oh, yeah. And the guy whose goal in life has been to send my eulogy politically. Yes.
The man who got bit by a dragon on the foot?
When he was in there with his little toes.
Why was he barefoot?
She told him, his wife.
No, Sharon Stone told him to go barefoot?
Told him that the dragon would not likely, that the dragon liked white things. Get the truck with the white things. And since he had a pair of white Nikes, he had a pair of white Nikes.
Oh, you do know the story.
Yes. Oh, I know the story. Are you kidding me? The Komodo dragon? Are you kidding me? I gave him the award of the year. The NAACP made him the head guy for the year.
So we got Maggie Lynch, Gail Kaufman, Phil Bronstein, and a fourth one. And Medea Benjamin from Code Pink.
That's right.
Who was hustled out of Congress recently.
Yeah, when she did whatever she did. So tomorrow's show, and we have all those people coming off the boats. We have lots of people.
And we should be back there by
boat
Pete's.
People.
Pete's
boat
coffee.
People from right. Marin County.
The boat people.
Wearing their Gucci's and their Ferragamos and their Louis Vuittons. These are real boat people.
Displaced persons.
Yes. Well, a Wall Street Journal folded under their arm, and I'm sure they have with them in that which John Kerr is using. John Mark Kerr was served, with regular silverware.
They can't keep talking about it on the cable. They love it on the cable.
Oh, it's the lead story. They're just into it. They believe that he should have been put on the wing.
Yes, and not even strapped tightly. They wanted him strapped loosely so he'd flop around a little bit.
And fed intravenously with polluted soup.
There's another thing here. There's a story that Tony gave us, and one guy said that it was a good idea.
Oh, yeah. The argument on that case, by the way, is that you need to loosen him up. You need to get him...
seen as brilliant move.
Yeah, so that you really get him to respond. And I think that's the conventional wisdom contained, at least in that one viewer's...
But can you gain the trust of a sociopath?
Sure you can. Because if you... entertain them sufficiently enough to allow them to indulge themselves, they will demonstrate their absence of reality quite dramatically. They would become very defensive if you proceeded to do what they would consider persecution of them. So you really do have
to
kind of
engage
them.
Yeah, you don't want them to curl up like a dung beetle. Or a pill beetle.
That's why I think the public's been so nice to me. Over the years.
But the cops, this is a quote from criminal defense lawyer expert Larry Posner, and he said what the cops want most is this guy to talk. They say he's not under arrest. They have not put him in handcuffs. He's over 21. He's free to drink. He's therefore free to talk.
And he hasn't been read his rights because he doesn't need to be at the moment. Until the bolder people take him over, he's not really, in anybody's custody.
No, but I think if he had not agreed to any of the movements, that he would have been arrested.
My guess is that he sought these conditions, Will. I got to believe that this guy is calculated enough.
He said, I'll go with you if you don't arrest me.
Well, not only that. I'll go with you if I'm in business class. I'll go with you. I'll go with you.
I think the business class thing is a security thing.
I go with you. Well, how about the pate? Is that also?
No, that's what they serve the people in business class.
Oh, so you think they didn't discriminate? They just served him.
I'm wondering why they allowed the cameras on him. Why did they allow the cameras to come into business
inside of the airplane?
Ah,
well, this is all part of the process of moving people around. And my guess is that they think they're doing their job.
All right, well, coming up, we'll have more talk on this. We'll be taking your calls at 866-960-5753. Also, let us not miss or forget the week's first. What would Willie do? Oh, but wait, we're giving away Al Franken tickets. And we are giving those two tickets that will be good to Saturday's performance at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts to the ninth caller right now. Call in 866-960-5753. Ninth caller wins two tickets this Saturday to Al Franken. But right now, we got the latest headlines. John Scott in the newsroom on 960 The Quick.
Thank you, Will. 847. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. The Bush administration is talking tough about Iran's war games over the weekend as an end-of-the-month deadline over Tehran's nuclear program is coming near, and it was the subject of a presidential news conference, among other things, this morning. Quake CNN reporter Bob Costantini has more.
Within the next 48 hours, the San Jose City Council is expected to have chosen which company is going to collect the trash for residents in the days to come. Now, normally, a story like this would not garner this much attention, but one of the three companies being considered, NorCal Waste, which is the current trash collector for the city, is facing criminal charges for conspiring with San Jose Mayor Ron Gonzalez to deceive the council about this current contract.
There's Quake's John Rivers talking about San Jose's garbage. We promised you Bob Costantini, and here he is.
Iran sits at the nexus of weapons of mass destruction and terrorism, so says a White House statement issued late Sunday. The administration noted war games and missile tests to argue Iran, quote, is producing and developing delivery systems that could threaten our friends and allies in the Middle East, Europe, and eventually the United States. If that message has a familiar tone, it's very close to what was said in days leading up to the Iraq invasion. However, an administration spokeswoman says the United States would seek further sanctions via the UN if Iran remains coy about its nuclear intentions.
A landmark solar energy bill cleared by the legislature will be signed today by the governor. The bill uses incentives, rebates, and new building requirements to promote the construction of solar roofs. And with the goal of constructing 1 million solar roofs over the next decade, the bill creates the country's largest solar program. Tourism in San Francisco is looking good this summer, stronger than any time since the dot-com bust and the 9/11 terrorist attacks. International arrivals at SFO are up about 4.5% so far this year, and hotels in the tourist neighborhoods are reporting occupancy rates higher than 80%. Quake traffic. Big problems in Gilroy this morning. It's been a mess. Backed up for several miles coming up to this accident, 101 northbound at 152 east. Car in a big rig. 10:30, the cleanup time. Menlo Park still real slow from Embarcadero up to the crash scene at Marsh Road. BART on time this hour. Bay Bridge metering lights on the back up to the end of the lot. Quake weather. Sunny today after the morning fog. 60s beaches, low 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960, The Quake.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich, very rich, and my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. own. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
Do you have HD Digital Radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD Radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD Radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD Radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD Radio purchases for free. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
What would Willie do?
Every day we ask the mayor a question of local, national, or international imports. And every day he draws deep into the well of wisdom and sagacity his years of public service have invested in him. The segment we call What Would Willie Do? Mr. Mayor, the wrangling over 08 begins. Democrats have decided to run an end around New Hampshire, which is about as diverse as a paper plate full of mashed potatoes. They have determined that Nevada is going to hold caucuses between Iowa and New Hampshire. And if New Hampshire tries to move their primary up, which they have threatened to do, to supersede the Democrat decree, the Democrats have decided that they are not going to honor the winner of those votes at the national convention that summer. Now you're a leading contender. New Hampshire throws its primary to December 31st, 07. What would Willie do?
I would run in every primary and participate in every caucus across the nation, and it would not matter to me if I'm interested in the nomination when they would hold it, because I would not want to incur the negative associated with involving myself in the so-called scheduling competition among the states and among the respective political parties. I must also say I think it's a good idea to include the West and the South in this jigsaw puzzle of what causes momentum to be developed on behalf of one or the other candidate. And what the DNC did in Chicago was attempt to make that balance. They not only did Nevada, but they did something for South Carolina simultaneously. And I think they have designed it in such a way that you will not find yourself, as Muskie found himself, dying literally politically as he cried in the snow drift in New Hampshire. I don't think there's been an occasion when the Democratic nominee has been determined by what happens in New Hampshire. And if that's a reality, then we ought to get out of New Hampshire as quickly and as cleanly as possible.
And that's what would Willie do. You're right, I didn't realize that, but the Midwest is represented by Iowa.
Yes.
The Northeast is by New Hampshire, now South Carolina and Nevada.
Correct. And you got the West and the South, and you have now balanced it off. And instead of waiting for Super Tuesday in the South and the distant activities associated with California when this election is all over, we're not even relevant.
But they picked a small state like Nevada because nobody could afford to do a primary in a huge state like California.
No, you go broke.
Yeah.
You go broke.
And you have no time.
Yeah, ask Steve Wesley. You spent $40 million in your home playing with your children on Sunday rather than participating. And by the way, Angelitos must be at home playing with his children, too, from the nature of the coverage.
Oh, poor baby.
Is happening with him. Arnold Schwarzenegger in Los Angeles over the weekend with the Republican convention, and he was obviously being a true Republican. He discussed immigration, highlighted it. He added the tax problems that Mr. Angelitos has created for himself. He's been covered extensively in the newspaper without reference to Angelitos at all. And, you know, that makes it very difficult for Mr. Angelitos to be a part of.
Still August, though.
I know it's still August.
Still August.
You notice that in all of the initiative measures that are on the ballot, they're already doing the television ads for those measures. They're already publishing them.
I want to devote a show to that, too. I want to devote a whole show just to the propositions, have pro and con on. Everybody come in.
And all of the propositions that are on the ballot are generating a considerable amount of expenditure of money, particularly the one having to do with...
My favorite is the smoking one, where the anti... The anti-people who don't want the tax on cigarettes say, oh, it'll cause a huge bureaucracy. Hospitals will have money and they don't deserve... What a silly... And I'm a smoker. I'm going to go out for a cigarette right now. Hey, coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we found out that the lovely and talented Ed Schultz is on vacation. And we have a fill-in, and Charles Slepian, who is from
New York.
From New York, but he's also the founder of the Foreseeable Risk Analysis Center, will be with us. And congratulations to Chris Vaith from Berkeley for being the winner on 960 The Quake.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich, very rich, and my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. John Carr is jailed in Los Angeles awaiting court proceedings to return him to Colorado to face charges in the JonBenet Ramsey murder. CNN's Jim Roop, reporting live from L.A., says it's still not clear how long all this might take.
Well, Jim, if Carr cooperates and waives extradition, he could be on his way to face charges in Colorado in a few days. There's still no word yet as to when the extradition hearing will be, but if he does not cooperate, decides to fight extradition, he could remain here in Los Angeles for a few weeks.